Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Goes up and knocks the ball away on the downward trajectory. Is this goaltending? And bless his heart, the czar of the telestrator, Mike Fratello, goes, yeah, it's goaltending.
You can't shoot a ball from out of bounds.
And I go, no, coach, it's not. It doesn't. The clock doesn't start until he touches the ball. It's not an actual shot. And he goes, no, if it's on the rim, the ball was on the rim or something. And I go, it's not a shot. The ball hasn't actually entered play until it's touched. And I understood what Mike was thinking, or coach was thinking, I should say, but he just kind of was phrasing it wrong. I said, no, it's got to be touched. And so Dave and I were talking one night, and I said, why wouldn't, let's say there's 3/10 of a second left, right? You put the ball in the hands of your best shooter, the guy that in warmups can go to 40 feet and make 80% of them. And you hand him the ball and you say, make it. And then you bring two of your best leapers and break, and you crash to the rim with the thought that at one of the defenders is going to hesitate because of his instinct not to block a ball on the way down. And you don't have to possess it. All you got to do when it's on the way down is just slap it. Just give it a slap on the head and knock it in the bucket. And that's what Dave drew up. He had Courtney Lee Vince Carter basically shoot it. And Courtney Lee came from the side and tap it in. And Ryan Hollins to this day swears he touched the ball. Still people in Sacramento said that inbounds pass, Ryan Hollins touched the ball. I'm like, are you guys still griping about a loss you took like 6 years ago?
I kind of respect that.
We've won a playoff series since then. We're not concerned about that, but that's Sacramento for you. But it also happened to the Grizzlies. Jay Triano was coaching the Phoenix Suns, and I'll never forget. Remember Dragon Bender?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that was supposed to come over and revolutionize the European style in the NBA.
There's still time.
He was inbounding the ball. Goran Dragic was the one who tipped it in. And I remember Dragon Bender with just this puzzled look on his face, looks at Jay Triano, who, by the way, was a one-time Grizzly broadcaster, and he goes, you want me to make it? With this confused look. And he goes, yes, make it. Shoot it. And I looked over, and Bob Thornton was a good friend. I said, they just called, because Bob was at the same thing. I said, they just called our play. And, Bob was on the bench because it happened to Dave. And so, yeah, the money plays were great. And, it's a skill. Inbounds plays are sometimes hard to run if you can run them right. And it certainly helps. We got off on a big tangent there, by the way.
It was a fun walk down memory lane. All right, my man, we appreciate you.
I have a feeling I'm going to do a lot of that this year, because last night, just seeing the old logos and the old uniforms,
I'm the like, best. Oh, God, that logo slaps. That bear's so ferocious.
I loved it. And then all of our staff had these quarter zips.
Yeah, they look great. They popped.
Except for one problem.
Wrong color?
The radio crew didn't get one.
No, that's tough.
And I'm like, I better be able to find, and I'm not asking for anything free, as I never do.
I will pay cost.
I find one of those in the team store. Huh?
I will pay cost.
Okay, before we go, I know we're over time. So, joking. I need your guys' thoughts on this and how we can make this like something that I don't feel weird about. Jokingly, I once said if I ever won the lottery, that one of the frivolous things I would do is buy 365 pairs of socks. Because
one for every day.
Is there a better feeling than putting on a new pair of socks?
No, in fact, you two guys can appreciate this. Have you all seen those outrageously expensive FootJoy socks that are like AirTech? I put a pair of those on the other day, fresh out of the little holster.
Rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God.
Exactly.
Life changing.
Okay, so here's where the story goes. I told this to our equipment manager, who's a phenomenal dude. We're buddies, and he's just a great guy and works hard and takes great care of us. Nike changed the socks, the design of the socks for the NBA teams. So every NBA team, you know, you can mass buy socks, and they're not going to expire. They're not going to go bad. But everybody was left with these boxes of socks that Nike doesn't – they want them to wear the new ones. So I come home one day, and Corey had given me a few pair, you know, as the season ended, and he goes, here you go. You know, I know you play tennis in these and play, you know, still play a little basketball and whatever. These are great. You know, I know you love them. So he gave me a handful of pair. Well, he's got to get rid of them. They can't use them. Like, Nike will know. And they've said, we're not, you know, we want you to use the new ones. So I come home one day, and there's this box. And the note inside says, it may not be 365, but at least you'll be a little closer to that, you know, frivolous, laughable goal. So I said, hey, I think I have enough to do one for every 82 games. So last night was game one. Obviously, I'd wash them. My question is, I don't think Goodwill takes you socks, but if I give these to a homeless shelter, is that bad? And Corey said he would actually match my donation with another 82 new pair and like go to like a shelter or something where
they've been worn once?
Worn once for like three, four hours.
I was kind of going a different direction. Do you have to wear them until we lose?
No. I'm wearing a new pair every
day. All right. I mean,
so I'm going to do the new pair every day. I was going to put it on
they
social
still
media,
probably, even like though you've washed them, right? They still probably look new. Like, because I feel like socks,
they're brand new.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it takes a while before they start to get worn.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I think you're in the clear.
But now, how do I promote this and like invite people to do, if I do it on social media, does it look like,
well,
I'm
technically
a giant,
I can't promote,
you know,
anything on
bag?
Social media, because I'm too busy mining Bitcoin and buying Maybox right now.
What are you talking about?
I got hacked 2 days ago and I still don't have access.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. Oh,
I know, I was wondering what happened. All right, but so like, would that be something that if I put it on social media, because you guys are younger than I am, does that look like I'm trying to be like an attention whore? I'm actually just trying to, you know, do something good out of something that was kind of a joke, but these things were just going to get like thrown out. So I'm like, oh, I'll use them type thing.
I think you're in the clear, because in the end, you're asking people to donate, but you're not asking them to like donate to your cause. You know what I mean?
No, like I'm just saying, here, I'm doing this. The Grizzlies are matching it. If you want
right.
to throw in as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think you're fine there. Because you're
now,
this
who
is
should I donate them to?
I think we first have to answer that question. Where, like, should we do like the mission downtown? Like, you know what I mean?
That's. I need some suggestions. I need you to help me with this and find out where these go.
I would love to tell you what the audience is saying, but I do not. Again, I can't even get into my Twitter account, so I have no idea what people are yelling at us.
Well, I'm sure King George on the other side can help on this, and you know, as obviously we'll do it. But I'm literally going to have a box with 82 pair of socks, and I'm not going to wash them like individually after each game, but I'm going to like clip them together so I know like which pair is which, so you're not getting mismatches either.
Yeah, no, we'll brainstorm on the location. I think you're in the clear though. Like that to me, the only time you get like when you start like asking people to like vote for you for something like that, I got no time for, or like donate.
Oh, you mean like when the Clippers asked me to have Ralph Lawler on
to
go on the Broadcasters Hall of Fame, and the guy never said a word to me in 12 years?
Yeah, or like, you know, like, hey.
That could have been it too.
Hey, like, here's like my daughter's Girl Scout cookies. Buy like 100 of those. Like, just things like off the top of my head, like I'm just thinking of.
Or are you talking about my kids going to Cooperstown to play baseball and we don't want to pay
for exactly.
it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and maybe you were like a legitimate millionaire movie star.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Like, if it's a family that really can't afford it, I get it, because it's
not
cheap.
Was it Winona Ryder? Yeah, I think it was. I think it was Winona Ryder that was, like, begging people to start a GoFundMe or to donate to her GoFundMe so her son could go to Cooperstown.
Yeah. Just go do another movie.
Yeah. That might be the problem. All right, my man. Appreciate it.
That reminds the issue. All right, guys. Sorry to take you over time.
No, you're good. That is Eric Hasseltine. Grizzlies win. When we come back, let's talk some college football. Jason Smith also during hour number two. Stick around and listen to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is celebrating their 48th anniversary with a sale right now. They're celebrating 48 years of yeses. And Robert Irwin Jewelers, and the reason why they've been celebrating yeses for 48 years is because they're the number one place to buy your jewelry and more importantly, your engagement ring. Now through Saturday, October the 25th, take 48% off all engagement rings. You can also get tremendous savings on other options like the 3/4 carat lab-grown diamond earrings. Those are on sale for $248. The 3.5 carat lab-grown diamond halo engagement ring available for $34.48. And the 3 carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelets at only $9.48. You can even ask her now and pay later with financing options like 24 months deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Also, during the sale, you can take 48% off any one item in store, but hurry on in because it's only while supplies last. See a store for complete details. You can shop Robert Irwin Jewelers in the Bartlett Town Center. You can shop in South Haven off Goodman Road or the Diamond Showroom on South Perkins across from Laurelwood. Robert Irwin Jewelers, RIJewelers.com. Again, the sale ends this Saturday. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Let's get in the list. Tasting menu. All right, Cobb, I feel like it's going to be tough to talk myself into South Florida, Georgia State. We good to move on?
Yeah, we can skip that one.
Okay. We also have we have Chargers Vikings with more Carson Wentz because J.J. McCarthy needs a full week to get ready. He's totally not benched, by the way. That's
a shame because Harbaugh versus McCarthy would have been fun.
Harbaugh versus McCarthy. Maybe that's also, maybe quietly KOC was doing that just so that like Harbaugh wouldn't, you know, like somehow Harbaugh would get involved.
Yeah.
I also think it's totally the kid's been benched.
He's not good.
Yeah. Again, that not really news to us. All right. Friday night, I will be over on Walnut Grove, one of the city's best high school rivalries, MUS at Christian Brothers. We have to play at CBHS again because the whole reorganizing of the conference, like sometimes
So y'all got to go on the road twice in a year or 2 years in a row in the
correct.
Rivalry?
Tough.
Yo, that's an injustice. Nah, why can't y'all do it at a neutral?
I guess it's just the way it goes. I mean, I'm sure they would tell us there's been years where it was back-to-back at MUS, but I'm conveniently not remembering any of those.
So if y'all were putting odds on it, like what's the line, MUS, CBHS this week?
I don't know. We don't have a ton of common opponents yet. Mm. Like, we both played Brentwood, and Brentwood was just going to, whenever Brentwood got to 30, that was going to be the final score because of running clock after that. So, like, they got beat 31-0. We got beat 35-0. We have a White Station common opponent, but we kind of played them at different times. So, I don't know. Like, if probably Christian Brothers minus -3, it's a pretty big toss-up, and you just give them home field.
Yeah, I'd be up in arms. I mean, I think this game should be moved to Halley Field or Crump Stadium. You know what? Yeah, we tried somewhere you can play this.
When we played in the state championship my junior year, we tried to get the game moved to the Liberty Bowl, but the TWSAA would not go for that.
The Liberty Bowl is going to be in use on Saturday, so they probably don't want you. You know.
Well, though, but this was in. Oh, but it's Friday night. It's open tomorrow night.
It's turf, right? You know, so it's not grass. Yeah. It'd be fine.
Instead, we played at MTSU before they had switched to grassy turf. It was still like in 2005, MTSU still had true artificial turf.
So who's good in Memphis high school football right now? Like, I used to
Southwind
read the Dandy
and
Dozen in the CA all the time, and like, but I haven't seen something like that in a minute. Like, who's the best team in the area?
Southwind and Germantown.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They got dudes.
All right.
And they're well coached with a lot of talent. Briarcrest has been good this year. I mean, the problem is in our league, when you're literally going up against teams that recruit internationally in Baylor and Macaulay, like, I'm pretty sure if we could combine CBHS's roster with our roster and Briarcrest's roster, we still wouldn't win a state title.
Well, you know, Peyton Manning has become a regular at these Baylor games.
I saw that at the Baylor.
His son's an eighth grader. And apparently, I was told Peyton's having regular meetings, Monday meetings with the Baylor head coach, Eric Kimry, to like review the film, go over things. Like, his son's not even playing. Like, his son's an eighth grader, but apparently he's having regular meetings with the Baylor staff. Like, can you imagine having Peyton Manning in your ear as a high school coach?
Knowing Kimry, he probably believes he knows more football than Peyton.
Yeah, probably does.
Was he a Muschamp guy, right?
Well, I mean, he played under...
I know he played for like Holtz.
He played under Holtz, right? He played under Holtz, yeah.
But wasn't he like on Kirby's staff? Or not Kirby's. Wasn't he a Muschamp guy?
Yeah, he was a special teams coach at South Carolina.
Yeah.
And he got hired to coach to a high school job. I mean, that's insane to go from an SEC position coach to be a high school coach.
I think that staff got fired.
Still.
I don't, let me say this. I think if he would have had other college offers, I think he would have been there.
Yeah.
That staff, Baylor has a laser, like they do the light show after touchdowns, but the ultimate was, I don't know if I told you this, we played Brentwood Academy 2 weeks ago. The team came out in front of them. They had a Harley rally, like a rally of Harley Davidsons. They had a full fireworks show for touchdowns. And then we were told 2 weeks ago they had had a military flyover.
Yeah, that's just too much. There's honestly too much money in Brentwood.
Like, that was a lot.
The thing is, too, is like you live in Brentwood, you literally have the best, one of the top 10 public schools, high schools, like in the South. Like, why are you paying $45,000 a year to send your kid to Brentwood Academy when the best public high school in the state is right around the corner? Anyway, don't get me going on that. But
I mean, I think it's so that you can literally be like an SEC athlete. I think that's pretty much it. All right, let's go to Friday night. We are both in agreement. Va Tech as a favorite against Cal, like, I fully knowing the whole travel thing. But when I saw Vatek favored by 5, I was like, that stinks so much that I'm probably going to talk myself into betting Virginia Tech. Rather than doing
the cross-country travel, I tallied it up last week. I think it was 1-8 straight up,
yep.
the teams that traveled. So, yeah, I'd stay away.
Yeah, it's like one of those ones where it's like, yeah, just don't bet that. All right, let's get to Saturday because there's some good ones, including the one we got here at 11 a.m., South Florida and Memphis. Everybody's being cagey about who is going to play quarterback. I don't know about you. I have a tough time believing if you couldn't get back into the game last week that you're going to be ready 6 days later.
Yeah. So the line movement also suggests that Brendan Lewis is not going to play. That's my interpretation of it because this thing started out at about 3.5. It's now moved to 6.5 or 7, depending on where you look. So South Florida is now roughly a touchdown favorite on the road here. And, I mean, I lean Bulls. I've watched enough of this South Florida team. They're really good. And, yeah, it's the Alex Golesh, Viren Shute, and Byron Brown's their best player at quarterback, and it's the offense and all that. I get it, but their defense isn't bad. Like, it's not good enough to hold Miami down. But
I think their line of scrimmage is good. I don't love their cover guys.
Yeah, but then if Brendan Lewis isn't playing, like, is it really going to matter?
So AJ got in there. Here's the thing about AJ. Obviously, being a true freshman, there were some like mechanical things. Like they took a delay of game. They had a couple of false starts because of like the timing, the operation, if you will. He can make throws that Brendan Lewis can never make. This is the most talented person they've ever signed.
Yeah, he's. I mean, I saw the flashes in the second half.
I just feel like
UAB.
With AJ, it goes one way or the other. It's like they're winning this game, or they could be in for a long afternoon.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, South Florida to me is legit. They're really good. Unless Alex Golesh is just totally sidetracked and distracted by the coaching, you know, rumors and where he's going to be next year and all that. Like, you know, they're going to come in here looking to make a statement because
seriously linked yet? Like, I just know everyone just throws his name out, but like, and obviously it's so early into this quote unquote silly season, but like, I haven't seen like him penciled in somewhere.
Well, that's true. It's like he's not Penn State's first choice. He's
right.
Not Florida's first choice. You know, Virginia Tech's probably waiting around for Shane Beamer to tell them no. You know, so it's like there's a lot of schools where he'll be the third or fourth choice.
Yeah, I'm like even like with Oklahoma State, like apparently they've got Eric Morris eyes.
Yeah, I mean, quarterback whisperer, why not?
Yeah, so I mean that's obviously a big one here on Saturday, but also at 11 a.m., we have Ole Miss and Oklahoma, and I think this is kind of the question that I have, Cobb. So, team with not a great offense, but a great defense goes up against a team with not a great defense and a pretty good offense. I am more interested, though, in the Kiffin part of this. Because
you think he's emotionally wounded from being unable to beat Kirby?
Well, what I'm really interested in, there's a lot of 2022 vibes when I believe he was going to Auburn for about 6 weeks and then he wasn't going to Auburn. And it's weird how some people can't believe that, even though there's now video of Lane Kiffin's daughter being like, he was going to Auburn and then I made a video and he's like, okay, I'll stay. But it's weird how some people will still deny that that happened. If you'll recall that season, it's Dart's first year. They started off like 6 or 7-0. Now it was a fairly papery 6 or 7-0. They go to LSU and get thumped. Then all the Kiffin to Auburn stuff really heated up. And like they lost 4 out of 5, maybe, George. I think it was 4 out of their last 5. And they just really spiraled bad. I am curious if Ole Miss wins this game, like that, the best thing for Kiffin's job security at Ole Miss, not job security, or the best case for Ole Miss keeping Kiffin is to have them keep winning.
Yes. He's not going to leave if he's in the college football playoff.
Well, and then on top of that, I'm not in the predicting what Lane Kiffin's going to do business simply because, like, I think it's been proven he's an erratic decision maker. So, right. Like, there's not a ton of logic sometimes. if you fall into this spot where you go 9-3 again and you're on the outside looking in, whether or not it's fair, it's reasonable to think that Kiffin would go, I just can't do it here. I'm going to Florida.
Yeah, but even if they lose this game, there is still a very manageable path to 10-2. And there's no scenario under the sun where a 10-2 SEC team is not in the
playoff. I tend to agree, but what happens? Hear me out. What if we get five teams at 10-2 and then you have to start doing the beauty contest thing?
Theoretically, then, in that scenario, they're going to be on the lower end of the beauty contest because of their strength of schedule.
Right.
I don't think it's going to happen. Like, there's not going to be a 10-2 team.
I tend to think like you do.
They will convene an emergency college football playoff selection management committee meeting to immediately expand it to 16 teams effective immediately, just so that a 10-2 SEC team doesn't get left out.
Neil, my old boss, and I were joking, like, they're going to literally go into the rooms being like, we're just going to go start our own. We're just going to do our own playoff.
No, I mean, I think they're going to be, okay, so here's my deal on the field. It's like Ole Miss played pretty well for three quarters offensively against Georgia, about as well as you could play. However,
they scored touchdowns on their first five possessions.
I mean, they did, right? But then they went cold, and now it's like you got to turn around and come up with another gangbuster game plan against an even better defense on the road again. Like, I just think it's a fine needle to thread there. I think they use their fastball, so to speak, against Georgia. Oklahoma's defense is better than Georgia's defense, and that environment is going to be comparably hostile. So I think this is a really tough spot for Oklahoma.
Let me play your coworker for a second. I'll be Bud Elliott. I think it's true up front, not even close, that Oklahoma's better than Georgia on defense.
Yes.
I'm not certain secondary and backers are as good. Although I would also argue, if you're asking me, would I rather have an elite defensive line or an elite back end of my defense, I'd give me the defensive line every time. Like, that's where it starts. But when you look at it at EPA per play, yards per play, success rate, points per drive, the best offense they've seen this year is Temple.
That cannot be true.
I am telling you, I used your True Media.
Okay. So Ole Miss is a little better than Temple. Okay.
I mean,
you would go with Ole Miss plus 5.5?
So this is the other thing I'd mentioned to you off the air. Sometimes you can do all this research and whatnot. You and I would be doing backstrokes in cash if we literally just use this one rule. Pick the SEC home team. Doesn't matter if they're favored. Doesn't matter if they're underdogs. It's like 18-10-1. And by the way, if you just remove South Carolina and Auburn from the equation, it's like 18-5-1.
Yeah, it adds up. Brutal stretch here for Ole Miss. Back-to-back road games. Two of the upper half of the SEC sort of environments. It's just like Trinidad Chambliss has been great, but then we finally saw the cracks in the fourth quarter at Georgia. He went 1-for-10 in that fourth quarter. Ole Miss doesn't have enough of a traditional run game, especially not against a defense like Oklahoma's, to lean on that or rely on that. And like, I mean, yeah, Oklahoma's secondary hasn't been tested.
What if Kiffin has new signals?
I mean, Is that a serious concern?
Oh, like, no, did you not see what he dropped?
Oh, that Oklahoma's got great sign stealers?
Yeah, and basically, it's like I even rubbed in Hugh Freeze's face. He's like, I was watching TV copy, and I texted Hugh, you might want to change your signals. So that safety really dropped down hard on the slant.
Wait, how did Hugh Freeze get in the text group or he texted him individually?
Yeah, I guess he just texted him on the side. I think it was also just dumping on Hugh. Because y'all give me credit for or blame for doing all that. He might love it more than I do. But I mean, you and I know, like, the Venable sign stealing operation goes back to like Clemson.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just have a hard time.
No, I think I think this is the question that I have. A, it could be weather impacted. It's supposed to be nasty, at least on Friday night. There's supposed to be some rain. But I think the big question is, it's kind of like the LSU-Ole Miss game from a few weeks ago, which is LSU/Oklahoma's offensive line is really bad. Can Ole Miss actually make can Ole Miss play well against them because they're not that good? And then how does Ole Miss's offensive line hold up against what is a great defensive line in Oklahoma? And then I think the other aspect of it is the Georgia game surprised me in the sense that I figured what Kirby eventually, and Schumann, I guess, whatever, eventually they got to, I thought that was going to be the game plan all along. Basically, it was like, let's make Chambliss have to throw in that intermediate area rather than give him a bunch of one-on-ones and or blitz him and then let him get outside the pocket. The problem is that's not really what Venables wants to do. Like, Venables loves to blitz. And, like, that's leaving a lot of one-on-ones. And I just wonder, to me, it's like the game plan that I would have against Ole Miss is dare them to have Chambliss throw in the middle of the field and make him do it as much as possible.
Well, the other part of this game, too, is, I mean, the Ole Miss defense literally got off the field zero times. The only time the Ole Miss defense left the field without
the clock
allowing points is when Gunnar Stockton took a knee last week. And you look at the quality of offenses that Ole Miss has played this season, it's not exactly, I mean, outside of Arkansas, murderer's row, and they didn't really do all that great defensively against Arkansas. Gunnar Stockton just shredded them. I think John
I will
Mateer
say,
is,
if you go and you look at Georgia doesn't get enough credit for playing exceptionally well on offense. Their success rate, yards per play, points per drive, they were even better on Saturday than they were the last time that was in Athens, where it made Kiffin basically just go like, we've got to go buy a bunch of defensive linemen.
Right. Yeah, so can they stop Oklahoma? I mean, that's the other question. I just don't really see like a lot of advantages. Like, I'm struggling to find the advantages for Ole Miss in this matchup. That's what it comes down to. Like, what areas of this matchup do I really believe Ole Miss has the edge? And I mean, I guess if you're right, like if Ole Miss, you know, brings a lot of pressure.
I think Ole Miss's skill players are better than Oklahoma's by a wide margin.
Okay.
But I'm with you. It doesn't matter. If they can't block, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, so...
like, so if they're losing this at the snap, this game... I just kind of think this game's going to be ugly. But, I thought last week was going to be ugly.
So, yeah, think about it. We got the Ole Miss-Oklahoma game, the Memphis game, and the Arkansas-Auburn game all in that window. Going to be a big window for the Mid-South.
All right, we got to take a break. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that Memphis and South Florida game. We'll do that with Jason Smith next, right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Jason Smith is the co-host of the Jason and John Show, weekdays right here on 92.9 FM ESPN from 11 until 2. Follow him on X at JasonSmith929. Jason, did you catch the Michael Jordan, Mike Tirico interview on opening night?
No, I was told about it, and I've read about it and everything else, but what I didn't do after being told about it and reading about it was go back and watch it, because it didn't sound like – while I am much like a – I think Bill Simmons, in the sense that usually anything out of Mike's mouth, it doesn't matter what he says, I'm going to be captivated because of what the man means to me, or certainly what he meant to my childhood. I'm probably there, but I did not effort after John, you know, literally, you know, my partner, John, obviously, you know, told me about it, and he was down, and I understood why, because, okay, well, what we got, and the way John described it as seeing it, again, I had not at the time, was, well, we just got a bunch of stuff about Michael, right? Not so much the stuff about the players that were actually playing in those opening night games. Little Houston, little OKC, can you chime in on SGA? Tirico's has done a, you know, probably sat down with him for an hour or two, and they've chopped this up, and it was all about Mike, so he's disappointed. If you had expected to get Mike the analyst, then I completely understand, but, you know, I mean, it's Last Dance, baby. It's, you know, when Mike is involved, it's going to be the way he wants to do it. My disappointment, having it explained to me and not having gone and looked at it myself, was if this is the case or whatever else, sure, usually I can listen to anything Mike, even when he's talking about himself. But NBC, you know, and yeah, you're going to pay a price to get the GOAT, and maybe you don't care. But hopefully there's something in there, at least on today's player. You know, we get Charles and Shaq and their sort of view of what today's guy is like, and we've talked about it. You know, those LeBron feels like those guys hate. You know, is Mike going to be like that? What does Mike think of SGA? You know, it was a unique moment, but after Kobe's death at the memorial service, we heard from Mike how close he was to Kobe, and more importantly, how much he respected his game and everything else. It was the first time. You saw how emotional Mike got. Now, I'm not saying he's going to get emotional talking about today's player, but we've never heard it. And so to wrap this up, I hope that in whatever time it was that Tirico sat down with him, because you figure NBC has packaged these things up, cut them up, and they're going to roll them out on us, that at some point he gets into at least – I'm not expecting him to be an analyst on a game-to-game basis or a week-to-week basis, but give us something about today's player, who you like, because I just think that would be more useful even for a guy that – usually would hang on every word that comes out of Mike's mouth.
Okay, Jason, we've got a couple of Grizzlies home games this weekend. We got Memphis, South Florida. And then on Monday, we got John Calipari's return to FedEx Forum. Biggest Memphis sports weekend since when?
Oh, I mean, that's a good one. I mean, a little bit of the luster has obviously come off. I mean, you have to. It's a reality off that Memphis, South Florida game, just because of what you hoped it would be. All that said, I mean, this is Cobb. I'd have to take a look. I don't know where you've had all of these things come together at one point on the same sort of day or weekend. I'd have to go back. It's a great question. Don't get me wrong. Saturday is still absolutely huge for the Memphis Tigers, even though you lost at UAB in a game you never had no business losing. It's absolutely huge because Ryan Silverfield, while back against the wall. Hey, you beat South Florida, you still got to beat Navy. Tulane feels like two losses in the AAC is going to kill you. Championship game, it feels like. I would still say you win this game against this South Florida team that I think our eyeballs now that have watched this team all season long think the eyeball test has said that the Bulls are better than the Tigers. You go back, beat this team now with everything that it's earned in terms of its respect. I think you go a long way in terms of getting back some of that luster, getting back some of that, you know, electricity. That said, the difference in position is, well, because you've got the UAB loss, your back's still against the wall. And so you're still walking that tightrope. All that said, it's not the question you asked me in terms of that game. But, no, with all those things, with the exhibition, you know, what's going to be involved there? Sounds like they're going to have, you know, quite a bit of that 07-08 team. We'll see if they can get Derrick Rose. Maybe that goes down the last minute.
Maybe not. But it's, they've done enough there that I think we're gonna you're gonna have a successful event. Grizzlies, you'd like to at least get one of those two on the back to back. I'd like to get both of them and get off, you know, take advantage of this 3-game homestand start season because it's gonna get much tougher. But you look at these two teams, Miami and Indiana. Yeah, you'd love for Ja to be great in both. If he plays in both, I hope he's ready to go for both. You know, right now, Cobb, you know, I know they got the win last night, but they are so thin. You know, five guys out. You're down. You mentioned it. You got Javon Small playing a key role for you right now behind Ja. And frankly, only a Ja Morant injury right now, maybe from starting, you know, at point guard. And so, yeah, I would love for all that to line up. Extra great big weekend. Everybody wins. I'd be happy if the Grizz take one of the two and you're off to a 2-1 start here with as banged up as they are.
Do you think – are we getting A.J. Hill?
I don't know. I don't know what he's going to do. I have because we don't have any idea how serious the Brendan Lewis injury is. I mean, it looked serious when he said, no, I can't go back in, but we don't know the nature of it. I think as of last I checked, it was still just lower body. We, you know, Ryan's listed him as day-to-day. We don't – you know, Ja Morant was week-to-week. He was ready to play. I mean, who knows these days with the way whether it's college, whether it's Grizzlies, whatever else. We just have no idea what you know at what percent he is health wise. And so my hope, Jeffrey, would be that you could avoid any question about AJ or Arrington. That would be ideal. Even I think if Brendan Lewis, who has showed his toughness all season long, really did in that Arkansas game, if he's at least 80%. But if the guy is too hurt to go, and I think. You know, as critical as we've been of Silverfield after that UAB, and rightfully so, I think Silverfield's playing this the right way. You let Golish prepare for three. Let him prepare for four. I mean, he's basically said that this week, you know, in terms of what they're doing, and that's what Ryan put out there. I don't know, man. AJ is a different way of winning. While I loved what I saw, I love thinking about the future with AJ Hill and that and him as a passer and how much different that offense can be. It's different than what they've been running. You know, we haven't seen Arrington Maiden come out there and throw the ball, but what we were told all preseason and into the season, what we thought going into this game, as at that time thinking he was the number two quarterback, was he is more like Brendan Lewis in terms of if you put him in, he's going the offense can still run similarly. Well, that's the thing is are these offensive linemen ready to switch it up in a week's practice and do the you know become a different kind of drop pack passing offense or is it better if Arrington, if Brendan Lewis can't go, and that's the key, is it better that you throw a guy that does more Brendan Lewis things because that's where you've had your success. You know, with your run game, that's in most of these up until UAB was 200-plus yards a game, your offensive linemen have been opening up holes. So I don't know whether going completely away from that for this game is the right thing to do here. No, it's a heck of a question. Maybe we end up seeing a couple of quarterbacks if Brendan Lewis can't go. We see a little bit of both. But whatever you got to do, man, yes, the focus will be on who's under center, but that defense is going to have to be markedly better than it was against UAB. And, I mean, that goes without saying. You thought against UAB there was no way it could look as bad as it did. I think much of that was game plan, a lot of zone. You're banged up in the secondary. I get it. It's a backup quarterback. But if it looks anything like it did last week, I mean, you're out of the game by the third quarter.
What were your biggest takeaways from last night, finally seeing the Grizzlies in regular season action? Because, I mean, it sure felt like a much different version of that team than what we saw in the preseason in a very refreshing and delightful way.
Yeah, I think, you know, a couple of things. Ja can do what we thought he could do. He could take I mean, clearly it's a lesser supporting cast than what he's had. When you don't have a big three anymore, just you can start right there at the top. I know we like some of the things that they brought in. KCP didn't shoot well early on or didn't play well early on last night, but then was hitting big shots there late. Ty Jerome, eventually, we like the Phoenix pick. But the fact is you've taken a step back. Zach Kleiman's acknowledged he needed to do that. And so what you saw was a roster we were questioning all preseason whether they've got enough. At that time, you know, a couple weeks ago, do they have enough in the front court? Well, you add Scottie Pippen Jr. and Ty Jerome to the mix. It's now front court and back court that you've been rocked. And here he is, yes, against the Pelicans team that you expect to be better than when you have John Jaren, but pulling you out of the fire. You know, my partner said it. I know, you know, sort of the media mode today was to celebrate. Like, let's take a second after a rough preseason, Grizzlies get a win down at home, to celebrate this win. And that's all fine and dandy, and it was. It was a great win. Ja Morant pulls you out of it. But there were serious concerns that we've had all preseason long, serious front court concerns about rebounding that you saw bear out right in that game. And there in the fourth quarter, you know, there was still a chance to lose it. Heck, you, as my partner said, you were dead at one point before that third quarter run. I mean, it did. At halftime, it did not feel good. That's the Pelicans. It's about to get much greater. And so for as much, quote-unquote, celebrating as we did today, I think, you know, I had to. I come out of that game just as concerned because, again, you know, you look at the second-chance points. What was it, 23-4? Look at the way you got killed on the offensive glass. Defensive rebounding for this team. I'd ask again, do you have enough in the front court? You know, Jock Landale, here to come sort of be Zach Edey Light, looks more like Jay Huff Heavy. That's what he's looking like. And so these are things that as you play better teams, certainly better, I think, than Miami than Indiana, but I'm talking about those big Western Conference teams. We saw it all through their lineups last night if you were watching NBA. I know Dallas lost to San Antonio, but Dallas is huge. Like, it feels like every team in the West is bigger than you are, at least right now. So, Cobb, I say all that to say, yeah, Cedric Cowher was great. You saw the dog in him. That's what you want to see. Yeah, Ja Morant saved you. But in the end, is this sustainable? And especially in this time that Zach Edey is out. Can you tread water in this time that Zach Edey is out? Last night was a good first step against what looks like it's going to be a dysfunctional, bad team. Let's see it against better teams. Let's take advantage of this homestand. That'd be the take.
Jason, we appreciate it, my man.
Y'all take care.
That is Jason Smith, co-host, of course, of the Jason and John Show weekdays right here on 92.9 FM ESPN from 11 until 2. We will tell your story next here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, boys. For today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, I quote Chauncey Billups from last night's game. That pressure thing is nothing to me. I just do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me.
But now we know the game was rigged, so the chips aren't falling where they may. The chips are falling where they design.
I am a little woke on it. I feel like the NBA is making sure that Chauncey is being linked to the poker game. He's also implicated in the FBI release.
Chauncey's not getting out of this one easy, I don't think. I mean, crazy. This guy's coaching an NBA basketball game last night, season opener. Wakes up this morning in the custody of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I mean, what in the world?
All right, my man. Have a good rest of your week.
Yeah, you too.
That is David Cobb, of course, of CBS Sports. If you missed anything, hit me up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show's coming up next.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.